morning. It is an awesome morning to be here. The sunshine is pretty. The wind's a little chilly. But spring is on the way. Spring is on the way. I can see it. I can see the grass greening up. I can see things blooming. I can feel things blooming. But it is beautiful. I think I've told you this before. Years ago, I used to go from Newport to Sevierville a whole lot. And when I would go this time of year, my first signs of spring were seen in Chestnut Hill. If you look at the creeks filling up, you look at the green grass, you look at the things blooming right here, we are blessed to be in a beautiful area that now everybody that watches Jeopardy knows about. So spring's coming. I didn't realize it was supposed to be this cold this morning, though. When I felt that breeze, it was like, man, I thought spring was here. And then yesterday was a little bit dreary, and at least no basketball happened yesterday. So, but this morning, I want to talk to you about some heavenly things. As pretty as spring is, as pretty as it is to know the answer to a Jeopardy clue, heavenly things are even more beautiful. And this morning I want to talk to you about that beauty and the beauty of a Savior. But I also want to talk to you about how sometimes in my life I think I get things figured out. I think I've learned what I need to know. Sometimes I even think I have learned and got things really figured out, and I might not need to know anymore. And then every time that happens, I get taught a lesson. Matter of fact, Blakely taught me one just a second ago. I didn't understand it. I would share it with you. So I really haven't learned it yet. I got to ask her again. Or I'm going to watch it on YouTube. I'm not sure which. And that's what a good teacher does, right? If you can't figure that, watch it on YouTube. So, but every time I think that I know what I need to know, I learn more things. Every time I think I have all the knowledge I need, I realize how much more there is to learn. Matter of fact, I know more today than I did yesterday, and I realize I needed to learn even more. It's kind of confusing. Let me get to the scripture before I really confuse you too much. This morning I want to read a scripture that's familiar to all of us. I want to read John 3. I want to read the first 17 verses, which contains one of the most quotable and quoted scriptures in all of Christianity. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?" No one has ascended to heaven but he who came from heaven, that is the Son of Man, who is in heaven, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the scripture, Lord. Thank you for sending your Son. Lord, I pray that as we study the scripture, Lord, you open our minds, you open our hearts, and we receive your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Heavenly things. Heavenly things. Again, have you ever thought you knew everything about a particular subject? Is there one particular subject you think you know everything about? Sometimes I start to think I do, and then I learn something else. One thing is, I'm blessed. I married a wife that's smarter than me. Wasn't hard to do, but she's really smart. Men don't laugh. I think most of y'all did too. So she teaches me something quite often. Hey, and one thing, if your wife ever asks you, are you lying? The right answer should be no. Again, she's smarter than me. Sometimes she tricks me when she's not even trying to. One night she looks at me and she says, are you lying to me? And I said, about what? Yeah, that's not the right answer. So we had to go through several things, and let's get back to the scripture. But sometimes I think I know everything. I really do. Sometimes I think that I've learned, and then as soon as I do, I learn how much more I need to know. I can't learn it all. I'm trying. You see, Nicodemus, when he went to Jesus, was a very intelligent man. He knew the law. He knew the law. And I don't think Nicodemus was necessarily a bad guy. I don't think he came to Jesus with bad intentions. Some people do, but I don't. You see, he and the other Pharisees, they knew Scripture. They knew law extremely well. They were truly experts. They also had heard about Jesus' teaching and his miracles. They knew he had to be of God, or he couldn't do the things that he was doing. I don't know why they picked Nicodemus to go talk to Jesus. He went at night. Some people think he snuck, but I think other Pharisees knew about it. And I think they picked Nicodemus to go. I don't know if they drew straws, flipped a coin. I have no idea how Nicodemus got to be the one to go, but he got to go talk to Jesus. Again, I'm not sure why they chose him. But I know when Nicodemus got there, he thought he knew everything. Again, he was an expert. You see, I think that Nicodemus went to Jesus for confirmation on what he knew, not transformation. He went there to verify his knowledge. He didn't go there to be transformed by a Savior. You see, remember, Nicodemus was a very intelligent, well-educated man. I don't think he went to visit Jesus to learn anything. Have I confused anybody yet? Besides me? But let's look back at verse 2. Nicodemus clearly proves my point. He says, I'm going to read verse 2 again. And notice Nicodemus does not ask a question. Rather, he tells Jesus what he and the other Pharisees already know. He says, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God, for no one can do the signs and the things that you do unless God is with them. After I looked at this verse several times, I realized that Jesus' response is what confused Nicodemus. And that's when he asked his first question. His first question comes, or actually Jesus' answer comes in verse 3. Jesus tells him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Again, Jesus with this comment confused a very intelligent man. Again, Nicodemus is confused and he has to ask a question. He says, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, he said, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it came from or where it's going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Now Nicodemus, he don't know what to think. He don't know what to think. His mind is truly spinning, and he asked, he said, how can these things be? Again, Nicodemus is looking from a physical side. He's looking from a physical side. He's trying to use his intellect to figure Jesus out. If you try to use your intellect to figure Jesus out, you're going to be confused too. You see, we can't figure spiritual things out with physical solutions. We can't solve physical problems. We can't solve spiritual problems with physical solutions. We must rely on the Spirit. We're going to rely on what Jesus has done for us. You see, he couldn't understand. He was looking for answers to fulfill the things he knew about the flesh. But Jesus kept giving him spiritual answers that the Pharisee leaders had no way to understand. You see, Nicodemus knew everything that there was to know about the law and the things of the flesh, but he had never been touched by the Master. In order to understand spiritual things, you have to have felt a touch from the Savior. In order to figure out things that are spiritual, the Holy Spirit must be dwelling inside of you. You cannot figure spiritual things out without the Holy Spirit. It can't be done. Without a doubt, the problems of the Pharisees of that day were spiritual. They were not physical. Again, it's impossible to fix spiritual. It's impossible to fix spiritual problems with physical solutions. It's impossible to fix spiritual problems with physical solutions. The only way to fix a spiritual problem is with spiritual solutions. You can't fix things that we don't understand by trying to rely on our intellect. You see, Jesus was talking about heavenly things, not earthly things. He was talking about things that Nicodemus had no way to understand. Again, he had no way to understand because he knew who Jesus was. He knew who Jesus was very well, but he did not know Jesus. He did not have that relationship with Jesus. He was not a disciple of Jesus. So he could not understand these spiritual things. Nicodemus could only ask this, how can these things be? And Jesus answered him, said, are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I've told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe when I tell you heavenly things? If I tell you earthly things you don't believe, how, when I talk about heaven, can you believe it? You see, the only way is to be touched by the Savior. The only way is to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. The only way to understand heavenly things is to receive the Holy Spirit. The only way we can understand heaven is to rely on Jesus Christ, not on our own being, not on our own power. See, the only way to answer eternal questions is with eternal solutions. The only way that we can really concentrate on fixing the problems in our lives right now, because our problems in our life are not physical, they're spiritual, is by growing our relationship with Jesus Christ and relying on the power of the Holy Spirit more and more every day. You see, Jesus goes on to tell Nicodemus the eternal reason why he came to earth. He gives the most recognized scripture in the whole Bible. He says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Who's heard that scripture? Who's quoted that scripture? This scripture, Jesus is talking to a man at the time that probably didn't understand what he was saying. But again, I'll tell you that I don't think Nicodemus was a bad guy. I just don't think he understood. I think he already knew what he thought he needed to know. I think he went to Jesus with good intentions. Again, I think he went to Jesus for confirmation, not transformation. Sometimes I think we come to church for confirmation instead of transformation. Sometimes I think we come to church thinking we know all the answers when we need to be touched by the Savior and be transformed. Sometimes I think we do our devotions on our own for confirmations. I think we look for scriptures to confirm things that we think that we know instead of looking at scripture to open our mind and see things that are heavenly. See, I'm not sure. The Bible doesn't say, but I hope and I pray and I think that Nicodemus later received that transformation. You see, because that transformation is available to all of us. That transformation is why Jesus came. That transformation is why we're here this morning. Again, we're not here to confirm what we already know. We're here to be transformed by the things that we need to know. Have you received this eternal transformation? Have you been touched by the Savior? Is the Holy Spirit dwelling in you? Those are the questions we need to ask ourselves this morning. Or are we still trying to fix spiritual problems with physical solutions? See, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, Jesus is the answer to our eternal question. That's why he came, so that we can have everlasting life. This morning, if you're here, if you're listening online, and you have not been transformed, if you hadn't received Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you're still trying to rely on your knowledge and your power, you need to experience his saving grace this morning. Again, it's available. It's available to all of us. If you're listening online and you hadn't received Jesus Christ as your Savior, he's ready to show that grace and mercy that can only come through him. Again, there's no physical solution that can give you eternal life. But there is a spiritual solution. Praise the Lord. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all your many blessings. Lord, thank you for what you do in our lives. Lord, thank you most of all for sending us a perfect Savior. Lord, I just pray that you open our minds and our hearts and challenge us to learn something new every day. Something new spiritually every day, Lord, that we need to know. That we need to know, Lord. Let us quit trying to look for physical solutions for our spiritual problems. Lord, let us rely on your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.